You must have admired her. You heard her talk about the domestic violence and then this particular job, and you knew that she was qualified and could do it. Were you were very supportive of it, I would imagine.
Yes. Nancy, I really felt the reason I didn't push for us, for me to apply for jobs at other theater companies, which was one of the possibilities after the 2 years here with American Theater Company, was I felt it was really her time, her chance. She had gotten the Divis back on its feet, had worked out relationships with the police, got to know Drew Diamond at that time.
And that was fun.
Made a great change in the way the police were doing that. And I just knew that if she took over Planned Parenthood, which was in between directors at that time and was kind of trying to figure out what they were going to do in Tulsa, that I thought she would bring the kind of creative spirit and ideas that would get them to expand their services and be able to, you know, do something with Planned Parenthood that hadn't happened here in Tulsa. And by that time, I figured I'll find something here academically or otherwise and work out a way to continue my professional career. I wanted her to take on this larger challenge of Planned Parenthood. And that's the way it really worked out. It took me about 6 months after she took that job before a friend of mine who was teaching at Tulsa Community College came to me and said, hey, a humanities position is going to be open as of, and I think it was January of the next year. And he said, would you like for me to put your name in? And I said, sure, I'm looking for work, and I can certainly do the humanities given my PhD. And sure enough, TCC called me in and interviewed me and said, yeah, you fit really nice. And so I started teaching down at Metro in humanities. And then when Dean Van Trees lost his theater person, he came to me and he said, look, I've read you. You were here at the American Theater Company, and I've looked at your resume. You have all this theater in your background. Would you take the theater program on? And I said, well, why do you, you know, why now? And he said, well, I think we're getting ready to build a new performing arts center, and I need somebody who knows theater if we're going to try and do that. And I said, oh, okay. And so I began, and we were initially producing plays in the downtown Tulsa Performing Arts Center. But 2 years later, sure enough, Dean had gotten the ball rolling, and the new Performing Arts Center that would be built on the Southwest campus was going to be there. And so I became the transitional figure, at least for the theater program, to move its life out there. Until I ran that program until 1999. And that's when I told them, you need to get somebody else. I've done this long enough, and decided I would retire.
40 years in college teaching and administration.
Yep.
Right. And that's a beautiful facility out there. Dean Van Trees, I've interviewed. Ray and Nancy Feldman are also on our website, and we have their stories as well.
Yeah.
And I always talk about Dean Van Trees because when they brought the concept of a community college or a junior college from Dallas to here, nobody had heard about that concept. And he had to sell the idea to this community because everybody thought, well, you have to, they were kind of snobbish about it. They had to have a four-year college.
Yeah.
And Oral Roberts was actually a big proponent and helped Dean Van Trees sell that to the community.
Super.